USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Extreme heat in the Pacific Northwest will continue until at least Monday. Chris Branson of Reach is driving around to help keep homeless people in the Seattle suburb cool this weekend.
We've been doing a lot of outreach, making sure folks are staying hydrated, bringing Otter Pops out. A lot of concern for our folks and where they are, where they're not necessarily welcome due to substance use or behavioral issues, mental health concerns.
There's an election follow-up in South Carolina.
The winner of an open seat on the town council in Chapin, South Carolina, will be decided by write-in votes. That's because no one filed their candidacy with the Lexington County Election Commission for the open seat by the noon Friday deadline. So the town, northwest of Columbia, will proceed with the September 13th special election with no names printed on the ballot. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
I'm Tony Maruso for USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, at Sunday's press briefing, said the confirmed flood-related death toll in 26 will rise. And for families suffering loss, there's no need to worry about funeral expenses.
We're going to pay for every funeral. People shouldn't have to go through a reimbursement process that takes months when they're grieving for a loved one. So we're going to reach out directly to them. No forms, no applications. We'll work directly with the funeral homes to make sure that we are there in people's time of need.
Lawrence and Bianca Rudolph shared a passion for big game hunting. In late September of 2016, they traveled from their Phoenix home to the southern African nation of Zambia. Bianca Rudolph never made it home. She suffered a fatal shotgun blast in their hunting cabin at dawn as she was packing to return home. Now, Lawrence Rudolph, 67, is charged with foreign murder and mail fraud and the death of his wife for 30 years. He pled not guilty and took the stand in his own defense this week at his trial in Denver. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Samuel Sandoval, one of the last members of the Navajo Code Talkers, who encrypted critical U.S. messages during World War II, has died at the age of 98. Navajo Code Talkers famously used language based on their native tongue to transmit messages regarding Japanese troop placements and movements during U.S. Marine assaults throughout the Pacific. The Navajo language, Sandoval was among four remaining Code Talkers still alive today from the hundreds who had been recruited during the war. The summer box office showed signs of slowing down this weekend as the animated DC League of Super Pets opened in theaters across North America. The superhero spinoff about Superman's dog earned $23 million from 4,314 locations, according to studio estimates on Sunday. Though slightly less than expected, it was still enough to capture a first-place spot and knock Jordan Peele's Nope into second place in its second weekend. Analysts had pegged DC League of Super Pets for a $25 million launch, which was on the lower end for animated openings this summer. And the Mona Lisa may maintain her famously enigmatic smile because she benefits from one of Paris's best-kept secrets, an underground cooling system that's helped the Louvre cope with the sweltering heat that has broken temperature records across Europe. The system, which uses electricity generated by renewable sources, is the largest in Europe. This is USA Radio News.